All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This should make YouTube. I think this will make YouTube. I'm joined again once again with Bo Pony. What's your correct title, Bo? I mean, the prediction, what is this? What do you like to be called?
Well, you know, I didn't know what I really did. And then one day, years ago, I got a prophetic word. And very simply, you know, the God actually in the prophecy laid me out as God. This is crazy, but God called me out by name. He said, Bo, the analyst of time. So that was probably, aside from having my kids, probably one of the greatest moments in my life when the Creator calls you by name and then gives you a title. So. When I speak of events that are coming, okay, those are my guess. Those are things that I feel in my heart. Maybe I hear, we all, once we accept Christ into our heart, it's very simple. You can, God communicates with you. Okay.
Keep that thought. Let me read a commercial real quick, Bo. Right. Folks, this is Virtual Shield. Before we get started, this is going to be a good show. I promise this is going to be a really good show. But first, Virtual Shield, folks, our passwords, bank accounts, and personal data are more vulnerable to hackers than ever before. That's why hundreds of thousands of savvy internet users have turned to Virtual Shield VPN. So have I. Virtual Shield's VPN has exceptional speeds, a strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, a U.S.-based and personal recommendation for online privacy. Avoid sporting event blockouts, access local websites, which are blocked outside of state borders. Watch television premieres before they show up in your time zone. Stop hackers from seeing your keystrokes, passwords, or even accessing your work files. Protect yourself starting now with a free 60-day trial during Virtual Shield's New Year special simply by going to Virtual Shield 1. It's down there below, folks. If you're using a mobile phone, hit the More button, scroll down, you'll see Virtual Shield 1. Hit the link, folks. All right, Bo, let's get started. Now, I talked to you before we did the show, and we're both on the same page with this. I think from my understanding what's going on with the House right now that was in chaos and all that, I'm hearing that McCarthy's on a very short leash. And basically, if Trump endorsed him, Matt Gaetz came on board, you know, certain things had to happen, and he's on a very short leash. This is a good thing for the White Hats. So this will lead to more desperate moves, correct?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I was watching a little of that, but I really am not too in tune to what it all means, because ultimately what I'm looking further beyond that. And what I'm really looking at is how this all is about to come to an end, because all of this is leading to a historic clash of the titans, you know, good versus evil, God versus evil. We are literally coming to a point in time where, remember, these people have had dominion. You know, the powers that run our world right now are the same. Remember, Adam and Eve let evil on the earth, okay? This evil has been on the earth for 2,000 years, okay? Everything I'm going to talk about and we talk about is scriptural. It says very clearly in the Bible, Ephesians, you know, we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities in dark places. A principality is governments that have accepted evil or working for evil, okay? And tell me that I'm wrong. Look what's going on in the world, right? And so, you know, now there's this battle going on. And we've talked about this in prior shows. The problem is this battle is going to come to a point where no man can win this, okay? Because they have, it's about the money. They have trillions upon trillions. They just passed a bill for trillions of dollars. People, do you understand how much $1 trillion is, okay? It's like, you can't even comprehend those numbers. And so the numbers are, they're just a joke already because the numbers are so big. But the money is how they have done all this, David. The money has allowed them to capture the world. So the entire world.
Everybody's paid off. Everyone's in their back pocket. They got all their bases covered.
Everything. So no matter, like, any man that comes in, whether it's, you know, Mr. T or whether it's anybody, you can't beat this. Because the entire system is little, it's not only the corrupt.
It's captured.
It's completely captured. And so this is like that point in time where things look hopeless. everything that we look at in the natural, you know, turn your TV, everything we look at is for this to change. It's an impossibility. You know, you can characterize it as the end of the rope, the end of the end. There's just, we're finished. Okay. When you're finished, that's when a miracle happens. And the miracle is God. Okay. So, you know, God,
a Red Sea moment, would you say?
Yes. It's like God walks into the temple and reads Isaiah 61. He reads Isaiah 61 in the temple. Actually, you know what? Actually, I think it's even worth playing this because this is truly kind of what we're heading or putting ourselves into right here, right now. And this was actually just on The Chosen just this past weekend. And I think it's going to give your viewers a huge amount of like encouragement and just, you know, give, because it's like God speaking, right? So let's just play this and use this as a starting point for our conversation here. So here we go. Let me share this and play it. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, let me try that again. Sorry. I think I forgot to stop share. Let me do it one more time. Share here. Oh, share sound. Sorry, my apologies. Here.
What is it? Is it from a movie?
Yeah, it's from The Chosen. And so it's actually a really great clip from The Chosen. I'll play it right here. I'm sorry for wasting the time here. So let's do it one more time here. Share screen. Right. And share. Is there sound? Share. Here we go. This we go.
A reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Yes, but I can see
the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor.
I'm sorry, can you hear it and see it fine?
Right, yeah, but expand the box is what I'm saying, because I can see your whole computer screen.
Okay, hang on, stop share.
Well, just hit the big square. Just hit the
share screen.
Share screen. Just expand the movie.
I need to play this here. God darn it. Here we go. Let's try that one time. You should go here.
A reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to the opening of the prison for those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The fulfillment of this scripture, as you have heard it, is today. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is a year of jubilee, a year the poor, the brokenhearted, captive and the blind are offered redemption. Here, now.
Jesus, please explain why you stopped the reading before Isaiah spoke of the day of vengeance of our God.
The day of vengeance is in the future. Do not realize that you need a year of the Lord's favor. And I cannot save you.
So there you go. So the point I'm trying to make with that video is Isaiah 61, Jesus Christ never read the last line, the day of vengeance of our God. Because it wasn't time. Jesus Christ was the Jubilee. When he showed up, for his ministry was 3 years. So he read Isaiah 61, and then for 3 years, it was his ministry. We're about to witness the same thing, but now we're going to see the fulfillment.
How does that relate to 2023?
So because we've never seen the day of vengeance of our God. So what I'm trying to say is we're at a point in time where there is no hope. So the only option we have is God. God's going to come in intervene, the glory, not this is not the return of Jesus Christ, okay? This is like the Red Sea parting and then it closing on Pharaoh's head, destroying Pharaoh and all of Egypt to then allow Israel to be not look back anymore because they're done to look forward. So that was like a jubilee. So a jubilee is the year of the Lord's favor, period, okay?
And
so
you believe this will be happening in 2023?
Because we're here. So the year started with Rosh Hashanah on that day. Whether this is going to play in or not, I don't know, but I find it fascinating because on that day, Rosh Hashanah, September 24th, the Supreme Court received the Brunson case. They received it.
Yeah, be careful with that. I'm not talking about it. A month
later. Yeah, so I'm saying about it. A month later, there was stamped, boom, docketed. Okay, a month later. So does this play into anything? I don't know. I'm just saying it's fascinating how all the pieces are coming together and these people are not going to go down without a fight. Okay. And
right. So what you're saying is we've made some very positive big chess moves. And now they're like, okay, now they're gonna make some big panic moves. Or
exactly. But what are the chess
arrogant moves to show their power?
Pride. Pride cometh before the fall.
The fall, right.
Okay. And so what the chess moves are, this is like a last ditch effort because you're seeing like the pieces start to fall apart. It's starting to crumble. It's little victories that ultimately lead to a massive explosion.
Well, kind of like the way I think it relates to me is kind of like boxing. I'm hurting the guy. And I got him cornered and I'm really blasting on him and he's ready to go down. And now that's when he starts throwing everything in the, even the kitchen sink at me. He starts throwing all the punches. It's his last ditch effort to try to knock me out. He's going for broke. Is that what we're going to see here?
Yes. It's like when you pin a wild animal into a corner. Okay. What are they going to do? They're going to throw everything they have at you because they know it's do or die.
Gotcha.
And so what the do or die moment, as crazy as this is the fall of Babylon. 2,500 year prophecy where they have basically, so it started off as, you know, in our timeline, it's Babylon was the United States. The world, if you read Revelation, the world got drunk with the money. They got drunk. So the harlots spread across the world to capture this entire system. So everything that we now know is captured. So Babylon is not the United States anymore. It's a worldwide system of control, period. Okay. And so the whole world is captured. When the whole world is captured, it's not like, you know, 45 can come in, Mr. T, or someone comes in and change it. Everything's captured. And so it's like at the time of Egypt, the Pharaoh was the king of the world. He was the powerhouse of the world. No one could touch him. But then Moses, you know, the prophet stepped up. Moses showed up, but it was God that got all the glory because at the end of when the Red Sea closed, right, every nation heard. They all heard of what the God of Israel did to the king of the world, destroyed him. So these kings of the world that you know, these pharaohs of today, they're all over the world, okay, from Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, the guys in Washington, all these, you know, everything's kept, they control it all with a money system, and so it's hopeless, and so they're getting pinned up against that corner, as you're saying, and the wild beast, and their final option is going to be basically threaten the world. Because the issue is, it's about the dollar. If the dollar collapses, this is critical. If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the world reserve currency, okay? If it loses its status as the world reserve currency, their game's over. They built Babylon with money. If the U.S. dollar is devalued overnight.
Which is a complete fiat system. It's fiat.
It's
like monopoly money.
Worldwide financial collapse starting with the U.S. dollar. The only one that's going to basically have any hope will be most likely the Russia's finances, because they're gold backed already, and everything else is going to
basically BRICS nations, explode. Right?
The BRICS nations, right? So we've basically, so if I can share this screen here, it's the it's incredible how this is all truly coming together right here. So I want to show you. So first off, anybody wants this presentation, just get your phone out, take a, you know, like you go to a restaurant, boom, you can download this PDF presentation from that slide right there. So next, so the money system, this is the problem. Look what happened to Gaddafi when he tried to sell oil for anything but the US dollar. Okay. So now you've got this guy over here selling oil for rubles. Okay, so this is an act of war. Then you've got prophecy. You've got the Kim Clement prophecy stating very simply, the brothers of Goliath stand in glee. We will cripple you. Okay, so the United States is about to be crippled. It's going to be the attack of the BRICS nations. They're going to come together as one to do God's will, destroy the U.S. dollar, haircut overnight in a 24-hour window. United States, within 24 to 48 hours, the United States financial system it basically collapses. That's, you know, and as crazy as that sounds, and yes, it sounds impossible, but who's our God? The master of making the impossible possible. God's going to take down Goliath. What are they trying to do right now? Well, if you read Daniel 2, it talks about the binding of, you know, the legs, the feet are, they're trying to bind clay and iron, which doesn't bind. And so they're trying to grab all the people of the world and grab them with iron, and clay are the God's creation. So clay is God's creation. Iron is what they do with, you know, like the chains. So they're trying to chain up the world. But in Daniel 2, verse 34, and a stone carved out by no human hand comes in and destroys Babylon in a single day. So we're at a moment in time where in a single day, all of this is about to manifest and go down. But the problem for them is, you know, when this event goes down, they're going to throw everything they can, everything they got, to not let this happen, because
which would be a nuclear threat.
Bingo. Because that's the
point. They'd rather hit the nuclear button. So is the financial crash, when the financial system crashes, is that coming before or after the nuclear? What I'm trying to say is the nuclear threat coming before or after the financial crash, in your opinion?
Well, I would say, I'm looking at this the way. The United States, it's like the story of Lazarus. I've said this on your show before. Lazarus died in a tomb. He was dead for 4 days. And then Christ showed up. He was the glory. And what did the glory do? He said, Lazarus, rise. So the death of the United States is, and the world, specifically the United States, is going to be the crash of the U.S. dollar and the collapse of the financial system. It's going to look hopeless. So somewhere right around there, or at the same time, they're going to, because what happens if you challenge the U.S. dollar, it's an act of
war. Yeah, 100%.
Gaddafi, right? And so when the U.S. dollar, when they're going to, so right around that moment in time when the U.S. dollar is going to collapse, there's going to be most likely nuclear options going to get pulled, and the world, they're going to, and what's Satan, the master of? Fear. And he's going to try to scare the heck out of everybody to then give them ultimate control and to stop this crazy guy.
That's when so with me talking to Juanito, that's when the magic happens, and that's when the magic's supposed to happen, and Trump has safeties in place for that moment.
Yes,
yeah, when it goes nuclear, Trump has safeties in place.
Yes,
but it's almost like it has to go there. So that's why I'm not, with all the circus happening right now, I'm waiting on this, to be honest with you.
Yes, it's just like, see, God, if you read Daniel 2 prophecy, God wrote a 2,500-year prophecy. Everything's fulfilled except for Daniel 2, verse 34, and a stone carved out by no human hand. So God's been orchestrating all of this. You want a perfect example? Okay, well, what happened on Rosh Hashanah 2020? I said something historic's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah, actually on September 18th of 2020. Little bit, because I calculated it out. Using the Noah cycle, little did I know that's actually Rosh Hashanah. All I knew is that's like an important day. Lo and behold, nothing happens until 8 o'clock that night, and Ginsburg dies.
Well, that's my birthday.
Beautiful. But how beautiful is, you know, how beautiful is our God? He actually, you know, you were born on that day. On that day, Ginsburg dies, and all I said was God wrote the end from the beginning. So within a 2-year window, you're going to see Roe v. Wade be overturned. So God's been orchestrating all of this, including putting 45 to sit where he's at, because he's not allowed to come in until God gets the glory, and then he's going to come in to rebuild after the destruction, okay? Because he's a builder, but he's not there.
He's going to be the cleanup.
The cleanup, but he's not getting the glory. When this event goes down, remember, the Red Sea, Noah's Ark, the ground where Jesus dies on the cross, there's earthquakes everywhere, okay? This is going to be a worldwide phenomenon, earthquakes going off, everything. People are going to know there's a God. I'm telling you, people are about to find out. They're going to wake up that there is a God. You know, because Christ doesn't return until his name is spoken across the four corners of the earth, when the world is without spot and wrinkle, okay, at least his bride is, okay, without. We're so far from that point. So don't anyone tell me Christ returns tomorrow, because evil's in control right now, okay? And so God's going to prepare the way for the wedding that's coming. So anyone preaching that we're heading into a 1,000-year millennial reign, people, read your Bible, okay? We're only at third. We're just about to watch the witnessing of the manifestation of the third seal of Revelation. Third seal. And guess what? There's four horsemen, not three horsemen. The third seal is a third horseman. Then there's the fourth horseman. And then there's three other seals. And then there's the great tribulation. So the point is, all of these things haven't happened yet, except for the first two seals. And actually, the best way I can describe this to you is actually give you a visual. And so this is the latest information that I've been basically, God has revealed to me. And I think you're going to appreciate, you and your viewers will appreciate this, because it's kind of crazy, but we're about to watch it unfold. So the world as we know it, David, ended as we knew it when 2020 began. Right. That was the beginning
man,
of right? The end.
The boogeyman, okay? The whole
that
thing.
That was and so what does it say? If you read, it talks about, you know, the seals. When the Lamb of Judah opens the first seal, the world will never be the same. So Corona came.
All right, but just please don't say
that's
that
all I'm
word.
Saying. No, that's all the word I'm using. And that was it. So the point is, when that arrived, okay, that started the end of days. But it is the beginning of the end. It's the time of sorrows. It's the beginning of sorrows. That same year, on May 31st, the George Floyd riots broke out. Why? Because the second seal opened. Remember, when a seal opens, David, it's a worldwide phenomenon. That's why the first one was a worldwide phenomenon. What happened when the second seal opened? The Red Horse. A worldwide phenomenon of violence, right? We had riots going off everywhere. We've seen it, you know, ever since. And then you had the Ukraine thing just start last year. Again, and this is when you read Matthew 24. It says, and there will be wars and rumors of wars. I want to read Matthew 24. For many shall take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come into my name, saying that I am the Christ, and try to deceive you, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see to it that you are not troubled, for these are things that must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I'm going to repeat that. The end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. These things are the beginning of sorrows. So when you look at my color scheme here that I laid out, you had 45, you know, Mr. T complete his last term as on the red side here on the left. And that was the last year of his position, okay? And then as he ended his position, the jackal, it's a good word to use, the jackal, which he
I
was
like,
called
I
up
like,
by.
I like numbnut.
Yeah, numbnut, that's good too. So numbnut, the jackal, took position. As of January 20th was the inauguration in 2021. So like in 2 weeks from now is going to be January 20th, and the numbnut slash the jackal will have officially 2 years. Now it's interesting.
So explain that. So, okay, he has 2 years. All right.
So let me explain. So So yes, you're gonna. Here's a good explanation for you. So Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. You ask me what I do. I analyze time, and so time windows of past are going to be the time windows of present, because the United States is a covenant nation just like Israel. So the things that happen to Israel, those same time windows are going to happen across the United States because we're a covenant nation. So my, to answer your question is, if you read Genesis 41, it's fascinating, but Joseph was in prison, put in prison for 2 years.
Okay, so this is the 2023 what? So this is...
Okay, so if Joseph was in prison for 2 years, he was raised in 24 hours to the second in command of all the world, because Egypt was the world, the king of the world, right? The powerhouse of the world. He was raised the second in command of all the world, only to answer to the god of the time, which was his Pharaoh. So imagine Mr. T playing out the Joseph timeline, 2 years in jail, only to rise up in 24 hours to be put in second in command of all the, actually first in command or second in command of all the world, only to answer to the king, God. Because gotcha. It's been prophesied that when he returns, he's going to return as a praying president. So we're about to embark on a 4-year term starting like early January. Is it January? I'm sorry, early 2023. So there's a 4-year presidency about to start here. Is it January? Is it February? Is it March? God knows, not me. I'm telling you, we're about to embark on a 4-year presidency starting soon.
And it's not going to be numbnut.
Numbnut's gone because he, like Joseph, right? He's going to be gone only to have Joseph step up, the present day Joseph. We're playing that timeline, Mr. T.
So do you think this happens by you know, because a lot of people that I've talked to, Juan being one, a few others, that Trump is actually House Speaker by proxy. Like now Trump really has control. And do you think this all start, the dominoes start falling within the House to where – people start looking into the what happened in 2020, and then we put the 45 back in. Do you see that happening like that? Maybe.
You know, see, again, tough things to answer because we don't know how God's going to play his cards, right? See, right. We're at the end of the end. We're at the end of the rope. Like I've said on prior shows, the evil ones don't want that first domino to go down, because if you have hundreds of thousands or millions of dominoes in a room, right, you can't let the first domino go down. So their only option is a nuclear threat, whatever it is. They cannot let that first domino go down. Okay. On the other side of it, God's got a bigger plan and he's going to take it down. Right. So we don't know how God's going to take down that domino. Number one, we don't know how he's going to take it down.
But first,
we don't know the day, the actual day. We don't know the actual day he's going
to
do it.
Right, but Biden has to, you know, if 45 comes in for cleanup, all this stuff has to happen first, the financial crash, then yes. The nuclear threat, and then 45 comes in for the cleanup, correct? He can't come in before.
Correct. So we don't, so this, but remember, God only needs 24 hours. So could it happen in January? Absolutely. You know, so here's some important dates for January. Does anything happen on these dates? I don't know. I'm going to show you some very important dates for January, okay? First off, I believe this is a starting point. Everything we're watching is about, we're about to see things manifest here as January ends. So we don't know how this is going to play out, but four important dates for you. First, January 20th is actually 2 years from when the inauguration occurred of the Jackal. So that's January 20th. 2 days later is exactly, to the exact mark, Roe v. Wade became law. Roe v. Wade became law on January 22nd of 1973. So this January 22nd is precisely when it became law. So on the 23rd, it's actually the first that would technically be, if you want to use that as a jubilee, because you shall, the jubilee is where freedom is. What's God, Jesus Christ is the jubilee. When the glory manifests, that's the jubilee. So we, as a nation, right, it's about covenant, and it's also about revival. So this might give you a little clarification, but at 9/11, the world was reading 2 Chronicles 7, verse 34. And if people, and if my people, meaning my people, God saying this, you know, who are called by my name, you know, the church. So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, if people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Okay. So that happened. We were reading that after 9/11. Here's the issue with that. Okay. As much as the world wants revival, much of the people want change, removal of evil, the problem was we never turned from our wicked ways, David, because of what? Abortion. So we can pray
that God has come back on now, since we turned our backs on God, and then and now that we've turned back to God by Roe versus Wade, now God is working within our country, within our lives again.
Bingo. And okay. God orchestrated it with the death of Ginsburg. Then 18 roughly months later, we had the overturning of Roe v. Wade, because if Ginsburg didn't die, the Amy wouldn't have been there, and she was a deciding vote. How crazy is that? But it worked out perfectly, right? And so now, if God is with us, who could be
against us?
Bingo. Okay. So it was all about Roe v. Wade. So Roe v. Wade is the reason all this is about to happen. So the revival chart I'm showing you, so it's, well, Roe v. Wade was first argued in Supreme Court in December of 71, but it became law on January 22nd of 73. You shoot that 50 years forward, that goes to this January 22nd period of 2023. Okay. So, you know, we read
which would align also with Brunson.
Well, exactly, because Brunson's here in January. We might hear something. I hear that we might hear something on Monday, the 9th.
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so we could hear something next week. And there is a word that FRAUD vitiates everything it touches. It's a Supreme Court case, which basically takes it back to, it undoes 2 years of what just happened. It undoes 2 years of the jackal in a single day. And that potentially could happen. Okay. So we don't know, but it's interesting because in Second Chronicles, God will heal our land. Okay. Well, now that we've overturned Roe v. Wade, Second Chronicles is about to manifest. Now that we've overturned Roe v. Wade, guess what? It just, God's going to do it in his timeline, David, not in ours. He's not going to do it when we want it to happen. He's going to do it based on his timeline that he laid out from the beginning of time. So when could it happen? Well, let's read Leviticus 25, verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. Again, liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. So 50 years officially from the becoming law is January 22nd of this year, 2 weeks away. And then we earlier played Isaiah 61, Jesus Christ reading Isaiah 61 in the temple, and the rabbi asking him, hey, Jesus, why didn't you read the last line, the day of vengeance of our God? Why? Because Jesus said it's in the what? In the future. Period. So we are at a moment in time where we're about to see the greatest revival of human history. God's about to do what? Heal our land, because we have turned from our what? We've turned from our wicked ways. How beautiful is all of this coming together? So we don't know how this is going to be ultimately the exact pieces. We're going to know soon enough here in the early part of 2023, but by summertime, forget about it. Okay, it's just everything's, you know, everything's completely blown up. These
by
people
summer
lose their power, and so the beautiful part is, you know, Proverbs 13:22 states, you're gonna like this part of it. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, for God's bride, the church. So think of, so how do they do it all with the money? Well, what does Proverbs 13:22 state? It says that the wealth of the sinner, their money, is going to be given to who? The bride. They're about to lose all of their wealth. How did they do it? David, they built Babylon with the money. If they lose the money, guess what happens? Everything crumbles. So what we said earlier, all the things that are captured suddenly begin to crumble, and they lose control of not something, everything, because what? God takes down that first domino. And once that first domino goes down, go watch the videos, you know, of what, when you set up a room of dominoes, what happens, okay? They all go down in a heartbeat, okay? So we're about to see the takedown of the first domino, but that domino going down will be an act of God, period. And then everything that happens afterwards, the world will know God did it, and then you're going to have the builder, you know, 45, Mr. T, come back to rebuild. But to give you an explanation further, so the jackal's term is about to come to an end. As the term comes to an end, it's going to be manifested specifically with the third seal. Remember, when a seal opens, it's a worldwide phenomenon, just like the first two were. So the third seal is a worldwide financial event. Not only that, it's the greatest financial event in human history. Not only that, the third seal is actually the rider on the sea. It's a black horse, okay? So it's a black horse with scales in his hands. Mm. What does scales represent?
Balance. And
balance, right? Yeah. And when do we see that in the Bible? Read the story of Belshazzar. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has come to an end. It will be given to the Medes and the Persians. That night, Belshazzar died. King Darius came in, took over Babylon, and the prophecy was fulfilled, all because the glory arrived. The glory arrived. And the writing was on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Your kingdom has come to an end. So we are here. Their kingdom, their Babylonian kingdom, has come to an end. The prophet that has actually even further confirmed this is Kent Christmas, who actually stated as 2020 ends, the links are here, and 2023 begins, the angel of death will be released. And now he just said a couple days ago, the angel of death was released upon the earth. On that day, Pope, the one who's not in power now, but the Pope passed away, marking the angel of death's arrival. So the angel of death is now on the earth. The angel of death is not coming to the bride. He's coming to those who went against him and mocked him, who dug in their heels like
our enemies,
aimed the enemies of God. So the angel of death that appeared in the time of Pharaoh and destroyed all the firstborn of Egypt, including the animals, is now on the earth. The angel of death is about to destroy these people in a single moment when God calls it out. And they're going to fall like you've never seen before. There's a second prophecy that they're going to like this because it ties into the political system that you were talking about. There's a second prophecy that came out last year that says the U.S. Congress, hundreds of empty seats. The U.S. Congress will have hundreds of
Where did they say this?
It's a prophetic word. It's a prophecy.
Okay.
So if you want, people want to watch it, you
can, which would tie within the case that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, how better could that happen, right?
Right. That's really the only way I can see it happening.
Yeah. It's the case. It could be the black horse, a combination of the two. And so all we know is going to be hundreds of empty seats in Congress. And then what's going to happen is we're going to have we the people popping in and filling the seats like it's supposed to be. How awesome is this?
This is incredible.
So people,
and it kind of lines up with everything that's happening right now.
Bingo! Right?
Big time. I mean, it is.
So, Yeah, so God, so as much as they're doing their stuff, God's got a whole bigger agenda planned out behind the scenes. And so we, the people, start occupying the seats in a government that basically is, you know, got the new president in, you know, Mr. T's in, and he's working under God, control of the world, the most powerful nation working under God, 4 years of a presidency, all the hills are now being rebuilt. So the captured world is now being rebuilt. And we have 4 years of immense prosperity. And what happened when Jesus was on the earth, right? He was the glory. And then for 3.5 years, until Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected and conquered evil, he basically preached that he was the glory. So we're about to witness not Jesus Christ, but the glory on earth. Just like it happened to Lazarus, Lazarus rise, and the United States will rise again after the nuclear threat, after the destruction of the United States. It will look like God abandoned the United States, but it also look like Jesus Christ abandoned Lazarus only to say, Lazarus, rise. And he rose up from the dead. And then we're going to have prosperity like we've never seen before. These evil psychopaths lose their money because of Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, the bride. The bride's going to get the wealth. We're going to see God's money, Haggai 2 verse 8, do an absolute moonshot and embark on a multi-year bull market that you can't even imagine because God's a multiplier. So we're going to see precious metals multiply, not go up percentages. No. Multiply in price. Blessings are, first off, damages are sevenfold. So $150 silver extremely soon, and that's damages for what they did. Then blessings are 30, 60, 100-fold. So $600 to $700 silver, that's only 30, okay? So that's coming by summer. And so and forget even like 60, 100-fold and beyond that, right? It could be who knows what it's going to go to.
People are going to hold you accountable to this when you say when you give dates like that.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you the US, and it all starts with the takedown of the US dollar.
Okay.
Okay. And until the dollar collapses, that's going to be an act of God. It's good. God's going to he's got all his pieces lined up. We're going to see the precious metals do a moonshot with cryptocurrencies because cryptocurrencies are what? Honest ledger. It's open ledger. The money system we use today, they can create in a back office by clicking a button and make trillions. That's dishonest ledger. That's called fraud. That's called a money system based on thin air because they create it out of thin air. Whereas Bitcoin, as an example, is honest ledger. Every computer of the world in the world that runs the blockchain sees every single transaction. It's called open ledger. So why will this happen, David? Because cryptocurrencies like gold and silver are honest money. And God is going to build. It starts with a destruction of Babylon's money because that's how they did it. And then when the new money rises, it's going to be honest ledger, honest money. And that honest money is going to be used to rebuild the seven mountains. How they captured the earth, the world is now going to be rebuilt. But now I want to take it to a very important point because a lot of people have been deceived. There are people out there that are saying when this event goes down, it's going to be glory like you've never imagined before. And it's true because it's going to be so awesome, the things that happen. People are like, you know, God did it. Hey, glory to God. The world's going to be celebrating. And this is now the huge deception because you have to go and read the Bible, read Revelation. What do we say when this event goes down? It's which seal, David? It's the third seal, a worldwide phenomenon, okay? But understand, this is so critical. What comes after three?
Four.
Right. Bingo. Okay, fourth seal. What's a fourth seal? Plague and pestilence, okay? So those that don't use this money, so it's land or Lambos. It's a good example, right? Are you going to buy land with it or Lambos? Because if you buy land, you're separating yourself from the world. If you buy Lambos, you're tying yourself into the world. So it's a beautiful example of choose this day whom you will serve or which monies you will serve. Because we're not stopping revelation. And those that are buying Lambos think we're in the 1,000-year millennial reign, only to find out, next thing you know, plague and pestilence arrive upon the earth. Think that's crazy? Well, why don't you, go read. There's a prophecy out right now called the Wormwood Asteroid.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Okay, that's
2029, right?
Yeah, it's April 19th, 2029.
Yeah, okay? I've heard Philip Schneider talk about that.
So don't tell me that it's glory, glory, joy, joy, happy, happy, home run. Everything's fixed. It doesn't work out that way because after three comes.
So this thing
four.
Is set to hit. I mean, that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah, and everything's set to hit. And then what's going to happen, I want to play this for you and your viewers, because after this happens, this is how it's all going to play out, because I think this will give you, actually, let me stop this here. I'm going to stop sharing. This is going to give you and your viewers like a different perspective of what the prophets are saying about how this goes down. Let me just open this here. Pause this.
So this is documented. I've heard that this is documented. This thing is coming in 2029. This Wormwood, what is it? A meteor, an asteroid? What is this thing?
Yeah, it's an asteroid that's supposed to hit the Earth and wipe out a third of humanity.
Right, and I've heard Philip Schneider talk about this in the 90s. He was talking about this, that this is on target, going to hit us. Am I right in saying that?
Okay, we don't know if it's going to hit us, because if we pray, it might miss us and it might be postponed again for a future time, but which a few years later. So no one knows how this is going to play out. The point is, there's a lot of things that are coming. And when the third example is, you talk about the fourth horse as well, right? What is a fourth horse? Plague and pestilence. Well, plague and pestilence means that the paper money, okay, becomes a taboo, because they're going to say that paper money, you can't touch it. If you touch paper money, it's going to carry the virus on it, or whatever it is, the new virus, right?
And
the
new virus. Be careful that word too.
Right. So they're going to try to get rid of anything related to paper.
Yeah. Because they're going to say it's on there.
Right. And so when does the Antichrist show up? When all four horses are riding. So he's not allowed to show up until after the fourth horse rides. The fourth horse is plague and pestilence. So you're going to appreciate this, because this is people who don't know.
One second, hold on. I want people to pay attention to this for a second. They plan to have that as a reason to get rid of paper money.
Yes. And everything then go digital. And then that's how they bring on the market.
That will be, and pay attention to that, folks, because that's big. They'll need a reason to get rid of the paper money, and that's it right there. That's yep.
Yep. So it'll be the fourth horseman of the apocalypse,
yeah,
will be the reason that they can get rid of paper money. Okay. But also gold and silver cannot hold anything on it, right? And so you'll be able to transact with gold and silver all you want, because it's anti whatever you, that word, the V word, right? So you can, nothing holds on it. How beautiful God designed it. No, nothing can stay on gold, precious metals, gold and silver. So you can use it during any plague, anything.
Right.
It cannot be touched. So that's why gold and silver are the ultimate money, right? So if you understand, so this is how this is about to go down. This is a prophecy of Robin Bullock, who's an incredible prophet. You know, whatever you want to say, this guy is one of the top notch in the world right now. And before, you know, things go down in the world, right? God sends his prophets, just like Elijah. Just like Elijah. And the prophets are on the earth right now. So, you know, what are the prophets saying? Well, let's have a listen here.
He said, and after the election, now this is going to sound strange, but he said the Democratic Party will go underground. And I don't think that, I don't know exactly what that means, but he said they would go underground like the throne of Pergamon. The throne of Satan that disappeared and showed back up in Berlin. And he said, they'll go underground and then reemerge at a later time under another thing and another banner, maybe.
Well, I understand that because of other prophets. But what you're adding to that is they're not going to disappear. They're going to do their strategizing.
That's
as if they've disappeared.
That's exactly
and
right.
And then
And then I heard,
go ahead.
Well, I heard that they're going to arise again. And this was a very specific prophecy. The Lord said they would rise again and come to power under the Antichrist. Think about that. And I wasn't asking for that. He just told me this. And so.
So this is at a later time. They'll come back up. They'll resurface. I can't hear you.
Bingo. So those preaching, we're heading against because of all this glory and the immense financial prosperity and all these awesome things that are upon the earth, we're now in the millennial reign. Do not be deceived. That is from the pits of hell. It's a deception. And those are the ones that are buying the Lambos, not the land. The land we need to be in the world, not of it. We need to separate ourselves of the world. So we're to be in the world and not of it. We need to separate ourselves, and the land allows for separation. And so that's why we go to this slide here. After you see the four years of the presidency, we're then going to have a window of time where I believe another 45 comes in, or Trump comes in, another Mr. T comes in. We don't know what's, one of the brother, one of the younger ones, the sons or the daughter, whoever, but there's prophetic word that there's going to be another Mr. T.
Okay.
And then that's when the fourth seal opens. And the fourth seal then leads us into the Agenda 2030, which they've got on the books, which I, from what I received, is that's going to be the start of the mark
of the beast. Yeah.
Okay. And so that'll
We're going to have a glimmer of hope. And then that's when the walls really come down, right? Right after this. Correct.
Yes. But this is the cool part, how God orchestrates this, right? The wealth of the sinner, these evil ones, is stored up for the righteous. So even when the mark of the beast is out, okay, they have little power. The beast has little power because who's got all the money? The bride. The bride's got trillions of dollars. The glory is manifested across the earth. The bride is so well prepared financially, they don't need to be in the world. They're in the world, but they're not.
So it's not going to affect us, really.
No, because we'll be in the world blessed with trillions of dollars of wealth. So we'll be in the world, but not of it. The Antichrist system will be for those who choose poorly. Those who, after everything God does for his bride, he loves his creation. After everything God does, these people still refuse to believe that there's a God, or they just choose evil. They just choose evil, okay? And those
it's kind of like what we saw in 2020 with yes. people that chose to take the boogeyman and the people that didn't.
Right, and that's why you look at this
pink. So it's going to be like years. We're going to be running side by side with this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, the wheat and the tares will grow together in end days, okay? So the good and the evil grows together with a good being stronger because we have all the money. So the evil will rise with the tares until Jesus Christ shows up for the royal wedding, and then the angels come to separate everything. And basically, we'll have the rapture somewhere in that time window, whatever, whether it's Wormwood or later, but whatever, it could be later than that. We don't know. I'm not calling out the return of Christ. I'm saying that Christ come to return. And then the angel will separate the wheat from the tares. It's all written in the Bible. None of this is made up. All the scriptures are in there to basically reference everything you and I spoke about here, David. But the 2 years of the jackal that we just witnessed, right, was for us to see evil. God wanted us to see evil. God also loves these evil ones because he made these people. They chose poorly. They chose evil, but oh, you wayward sheep. Turn from your wicked ways. And God's given them 2 years, but like Pharaoh, most of them have dug in their heels and refused to turn from their wicked ways. So now God's we're about to witness the glory. Well, earthquakes, volcanoes, but also what does that come with? It comes with the wrath of God, right? So God's going to bring judgment on those, just like happened to Pharaoh. No different than what happened to Pharaoh, but rather than being in a localized location of Egypt at the Red Sea, this will be a worldwide phenomenon. And then, you know, like your book, I made a little fun thing about it last time, you know, your book, When the Lights Go Out, right? Well, it's the lights go out would be like that moment in time where, you know, the nuclear option, right? When the United States collapses, that's when the lights go out. But it's when they come back on is worldwide celebrations. And that will tie in directly with a birth, with a resurrection of Lazarus, him coming out of the tomb. So all of this is biblical, scriptural, prophetic. Everything I'm laying out to you, and God also showed me how to lay it out on a piece of paper for you. I've color-coded it here for you. And so, you know, we haven't even seen the building of the third temple. Okay, they're going to start building the third temple. My best guess is 2027 into 2028. But we need to start seeing that third temple rebuilt, because why? The Jewish nation was deceived, and they have rejected Christ as the Lord and Savior. All right. So Jesus Christ, he's already taken all of our sins. We really don't need the third temple. We don't need it. But the Jews are going to build it. Why? Because they were deceived. So now, 2,000 years later, they're going to build that third temple only to have the Antichrist go in there and desecrate it and call himself the Great I Am. Mm. How insane is that? And why would people take the mark of the beast? Well, let's go through the four horsemen. Well, we talked about the first one, the C word, right?
Yep.
Second one is specifically peace taken from the earth, wars and rumors of wars. But remember what is Matthew 24 says specifically, but this is not the end, right? So when he shows up, it's not the end, but it's the great deception. Then the third one is what? So the bride, the wealth of the sinner, sort of the righteous. So the bride's got trillions of dollars, but everybody else who doesn't want to prepare, everyone else who doesn't thinks you and I are crazy, David, are going to have no money. They're going to lose everything. They're going to lose because the financial scales, when they tip the paper money system, goes to heck. By the end of this, by 2029, the U.S. currency will be worth, and all the world currencies will be worth zero. Zero. The only money system that will be around will be digital. And then when the Antichrist...
But we will see the beginning of the first crash in 2023, is what you're saying.
Of the dollar. It's not even...
Of the dollar, the U.S. dollar. The
stock market crash 1,000 times, and like they did in March of 2020. The stock market crashed, they print $7 trillion, and boom, everything's fixed, right?
Right.
And because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency, the world keeps believing the lie, right? So the stock market could crash 1,000 times. There's a possibility we might have seen a crash in October. It doesn't change anything. The point is, it's not about the dollars and the stock market, because that can crash 1,000 times. It's about a 30%. It's a devaluation of the world's reserve currency, the U.S. Gotcha. Dollar. Okay, so everything priced in the dollar, when the event goes down, the BRICS nations attack the dollar, the price of all real estate in the U.S., the price of all bonds, mortgages, everything priced in the U.S. dollar immediately takes a 30% haircut overnight. And that will, because they've used derivatives to multiply the system, it'll be a destruction of the financial system, period. And the currency that will be the bank killer will be silver. So when you see silver go double digit, go to $60 and beyond, it's going to go crazy. Silver will be the bank killer that destroys the banking system. Babylon falls. The money system is how they built it. The money system breaks. The Antichrist system later on will come to rise, but they're going to be crippled because they don't have the financial means that they have today, and the bride's going to have it. But why will people take the mark? Very simple, because they didn't prepare. They refused. They thought you and I were crazy. They have no financial means. They're in food lines. They don't. And then now you got the fourth horseman, which is another, some type of thing going across the world in terms of plague and pestilence. So they're looking for a savior. The savior shows up, walks into the temple, calls himself the Great I Am, and Israel flees to the mountains. The rest of the world believes it and take the mark, and bada bing, everything plays out. So there is a rundown of how this all plays out, but we're at third seal. So in closing, we're at about to witness the opening of the third seal, the greatest financial event in human history, when God takes down Babylon, the wealth of the sinner, stored up for the righteous, all heck breaks loose. They're not going to go down without a fight. Don't be surprised if we see a nuclear option. But again, Read Matthew 24. Wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. God's got this.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. My audience appreciates you. I think you're on target, man. I think you're right there. You're in that sphere, and I got to say that that's why I have you on. Everyone appreciates you. Everyone loves you, Bo. Where can people find you?
A website, gold2020, the beginning of the end. So gold2020forecast.com, my website. You can also put my name in on YouTube, or actually specifically, you go on Rumble. And also when you go to Rumble, click the subscribe button on Rumble. Just get subscribed to Rumble because it's a nice alternate media place. But, you know, definitely, you know, and also go to Nino's Corner TV. I'm sure you know, Nino's going to post this everywhere. But, you know, most importantly, watch this video a couple times, maybe even three times, because we went through some crazy information, a lot of
I'm going to put this on YouTube. I'm going to air this on YouTube tonight.
Yeah, great. And then I watch this video, people, a few times. Share it with everybody. Because why? Why would you want to share this? Because it's the good news. God's got this. It's the glimmer of hope. There's hope always. God's got this. But when you turn on everything else, it's hopeless. God's going to make the impossible, which I spoke of with you today. He's going to make it all possible. You don't believe me? Ask Israel. See what happened at the Red Sea. Okay. The point is, God's got this. We don't see it, but when you read scriptures, you know that everything that we're reading about, most of it hasn't happened yet. And we're at a pivotal moment in time.
All right, Bo. Thank you so much. I'll keep in touch with you and I'll bring you on the show again. I'll name this video The Final Nuclear Chess Move.
Love it.
All right, Bo. Take care. God bless you.